the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The EPA is reversing decades of practice in an attempt to further the agency's compliance with the Endangered Species Act when evaluating new pesticides and ingredients. In the new policy, EPA will evaluate the potential effects of each new active ingredient on federally threatened or endangered species and their designated critical habitats before the agency will register a new AI. EPA will also initiate endangered species consultations with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service. Oregon State University researchers have identified hemp compounds that show an ability to prevent the virus that causes COVID-19 from entering human cells. OSU researchers say a pair of cannabinoid acids bind to the COVID-19 spike protein, which stops the virus from infecting people, the same drug target used in COVID-19 vaccines and antibody therapy. OSU researcher Richard Van Bremen says the research shows the hemp compounds were equally effective against the alpha and beta variants. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service seized and destroyed more than 1,900 pounds of prohibited pork, poultry, and ruminant products from New York City area retailers. APHIS says the items came from China, lacked the required import permits and health certificates, and therefore are considered a risk for introducing invasive plant and animal pests and diseases into the U.S. The contraband was seized from October through December.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.